Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile finally come down to form one new man, one new species of being, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to be walking in the glory of God. My guest, David Herzog, walks in the glory of God. David, you know the difference between walking in the glory and not walking in the glory. What was your life before you started walking in the glory like?
Wow. Well, it was a lot harder, to tell you that. Even when I would just get up to pray, it was like, it felt like work. Like, okay, I have to pray. I need to pray something and get God to come. It was just, life was harder. And then when I started getting the glory, I'd wake up in the morning and he was already there. And I wasn't works-based. I wasn't trying to get God to do something. I was entering into ecstasy, intimacy, flood of love and presence. It was just awesome. And then it changed my ministry. I mean, before I'd pray for people, it'd be much harder to, I have to really pray and use all the faith I could muster. And now I notice I'll use my faith not just to get people touched. I use my faith to get into the glory. And the glory starts healing people, delivering them, drawing them to salvation. Even my finances. I mean, everything started to just bloom when the glory was present. Like Adam and Eve, you know, they were.
Now, when was the first time you even understood the glory?
I was in Paris, France, and we had a revival breakout for 6 months. And God started teaching me about the glory. I took 6 weeks off to seek God and pray and fast. And the main thing he was talking to me about was the glory. And then later, I met other people that helped me to go further in the glory, like Ruth Heflin and different revivals around the country. But it started with just seeking God, being desperate, saying, God, there's got to be more. And then this glory came. Then we had a revival breakout in France.
Describe the word glory. Give me a definition of it.
The word glory, the best I could describe it would be the atmosphere of heaven. If you died and went to heaven right now, that presence that you would be in, that's the glory.
You might say that the air Adam and Eve were breathing in the Garden of Eden, would that be the glory?
Oh, yeah. And I can feel it right now as I'm talking to you. If I just breathe in, I can feel glory filling my body. That's like you're in the glory. The air around you is.
Guess what? I can feel it now, too. How about you, Mishpucha? Breathe in. Breathe the glory in, because it's coming out of the radio or wherever, or the tape recorder or the CD player.
Ooh, I can feel it. People even now are being healed as we're talking. Just say, thank you, Lord. I declare I'm healed of this. And start checking your body. Because when the glory is around, healings happen, miracles happen.
Yeah, you know what? There's the word I'm getting, and it's so strong right now, David, is allergies. People are being healed of allergies and backs. I mean, are you catching anything now, David?
Yeah, I'm seeing cysts and tumors dissolving. Cancers are going away right now. Someone's losing weight right now. Their metabolism is accelerating. And I would just tell you, check your pants and see if you're dropping weight. There's a deaf ear that's opening up right now. An eardrum. You did something with your ears. Sound, I think you were near a lot of loud sounds, or if it's music or machinery. And God's healing your eardrum right now.
And but for those that perhaps are tuning in for the first time, we're talking about the Power and the Glory package, which includes your best teaching, step by step, of how people can walk and enter into the glory themselves, to do the same thing that you do, a special DVD we did in our It's Supernatural Mentoring Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, and then your brand new book, Jumpstart. But why do you combine nutrition, the right kinds of food, when all someone has to do is enter the glory?
Because I've noticed a lot of, over time, that God honors his word, and his word talks about resting, eating healthy, and about praying and getting in the glory. So you don't want to just be like a 300-pound overweight person that prays in the glory, because you might be in the glory, but you won't live as long on the earth to finish your destiny and your call. So that's why there's the physical part. And the physical part actually opens up the spiritual part. When you're healthy physically, you can actually contain, I believe, more of the glory, do more for the Lord, your mind is sharper, everything starts to work on it. It's like getting a tune-up for your car. Car might still run, but if you get a tune-up, then it's going to run a lot smoother, better, faster.
Now, just out of curiosity, were you raised in a home that taught you proper nutrition, or is this something you the Holy Spirit directed you into?
Yeah, it's both. My mother was really healthy. She was a health nut growing up, so a lot of it was put in me as a kid. She would only eat healthy stuff. She would eat tofu. We would never drink soda. Like, it never existed. If she bought ice cream, it would be like sugar-free yogurt ice cream, and she made these chocolate chip cookies. They tasted terrible, but they were healthy. In my lunch bag, I felt deprived. I would have healthy veggies and stuff, and my friends would have Twinkie bars, and I felt so deprived. Now looking back, I don't feel deprived. I'm thankful that my mother and my father ingrained that into me.
Now, tell me what comes to mind. There's someone listening to us, and they say, yeah, I want to understand the glory. But they run out. They have fast food all the time. Most of their diet is carbs and meat with all sorts of toxins in it. They're running out of energy. They've got allergy problems. Speak to that person right now. What would you advise
them? Well, the body you own is not really yours. It's God's. It's the temple of God. And you want his temple to be as strong as possible so it can contain the glory. You can go to revival meetings and feel the glory and get a prophecy. But how are you going to fulfill your destiny if you're killing yourself with the wrong foods? Eventually, you're going to run out of gas or not be able to fulfill everything God has or be sick. And it's almost like the devil sometimes gets a legal right to attack us when we purposely hurt ourselves with lack of sleep, bad food. It's almost like we're purposely hurting ourselves. The enemy doesn't even have to attack us. We're killing ourselves with the wrong foods. So God wants not just your spirit to be really awesome. He wants your body, your emotions, your mind, everything to be on a high for God. The Bible says worship him with your heart, mind, soul, and strength. All those areas of your life God wants to be given to him.
Now, because I've never really done this before, but you're really big on these cleansing things, like colonics, like liver cleanse. Why would someone want to cleanse their liver?
Oh, that's a big reason, because everything goes through the liver. When you eat too much junk, your liver gets overburdened, and it can no longer separate the pure from the impure, and that's how you get sick, when your liver is toxic. That's how you get liver cancer. So everything goes through the liver. When the liver is clean, even if you happen to eat something bad once in a while, the liver is able to deal with the toxins. But when your liver is clogged, which most people's are after a certain age, even if you try to lose weight or go on a diet, it's not going to help a lot because the liver's so clogged up, it can't handle any more junk. So you want the liver, the colon. There's people that are overweight, and their weight isn't just fat. It's undigested meats that they've eaten 20 years ago are still sitting there in their colon.
Oh, 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah, because a lot of the meats don't digest. There's a man, I saw a photo of it, and he died. He was really overweight. They opened up his intestines. His intestines were so big. It was like as big as someone's arm. They were huge, and it was undigested meats that were still in the body that couldn't come out of the system because the body didn't recognize it, so it just stores it. So a lot of fat is toxins and undigested and pharmaceuticals and all kind of junk in your body. The body couldn't eliminate it.
And what is most people don't even know what this word is. What is a candida cleanse?
Yeah, a lot of times when you're overly craving the sugars, the white pastas, the white breads, that's candida in your body. They're living organisms that feed off of things that turn into sugar, white breads, pastas, rice. And so you notice people are addicted to it. If they don't get their pasta, their bread, their carbs, they just go nuts. They have to have it. So when you're addicted like that, that's candida. When you're overly have a sweet tooth, every day you have to have ice cream, you have to have candy bars, and so that's candida. When you notice your body's like that, you want to do a candida cleanse, and the book explains how to do all that. Those cleanses is like it's like taking a load of sin off your life. You feel so light, happy, free, and your mind is even more clear. I've noticed that with myself and other people when they do a cleanse.
Now you talk about something called a green bar. What is that?
Oh, there's different products that I take. One of them is a friend of mine owns his company. It's called Organic Bar. It's just like there's a bar that I when I'm traveling and I want to eat a healthy snack, it has like chlorella, figs, all like 50 different organic berries. And it's just like something when I travel, sometimes you want to bring a snack with you so that you don't get tempted to eat a candy bar at the airport or whatever. So you bring things with you like that will keep you healthy.
Now, I know this doesn't fit, but I had a word of knowledge a little earlier, and the word of knowledge was pain in the fingers or arthritic conditions, pain from any arthritic condition. I tell you, you are healed in Jesus' name. David, I want you to make a statement. Why should someone get your brand new book, Jumpstart, 21 Days from Natural to Supernatural Health?
Because I believe if they get this book and do everything in the book, they will literally jumpstart their entire destiny, the reason why they're on the earth. Their mind, their body, their emotions, their food, their spirit man, everything will get like reset, like a computer that's frozen with too many programs on. You'll literally get reset, start to accomplish your destiny, and feel happy. You'll wake up in the morning just happy to see the sunshine, to look out the window, and it'll just change your entire life. You will literally accelerate your destiny 20 years ahead of your time, I believe, if you read this book and do what's in it.
How about living an extra 20 years for sure?
Definitely, yeah. It teaches you. I mean, you live longer.
Whoops, we're out of time. This happens all the time, especially when I get together with David Herzog. We're making his new book called Jumpstart, special DVD we created, Walking in the Glory Every Day, a magnet for your refrigerator to live stress-free in the glory, and we call the entire package the Power and the Glory Package for a gift of $35. Shabbat broadcast. The Lord has already blessed you. I tell you, the Lord has already smiled upon you, and he's given you his favor. The Lord has already, just receive it, he's gifted you. And boy, I keep hearing fingers are being healed in Jesus' name, pain and arthritic conditions. The Lord has given you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, soul, and body. A neck has just been healed, soul and body, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yo'er Adonai paneh elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai paneh elecha. V'asem lecha shalom.
To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.